Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. Sexual harassment allegations have taken down celebrity chef John Besh, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the confessor of Queen Isabella II. The trial for Kate Steinle's killer began yesterday, and a press conference was held by Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The latest of the celebrity sexual harassment takedowns has taken place in New Orleans, Louisiana, with celebrity chef John Besh stepping down from all aspects of operations at the Besh Restaurant Group after an 8-month investigation revealed massive levels of sexual harassment and enabling taking place at Besh's restaurants. Not only did John Besh release a letter admitting an inappropriate relationship with an employee, who in fact disputes his claims of consensuality, claiming she felt pressured, but there are further allegations that multiple male bosses in the business sexually harassed women and used their positions of power to press women into having sex. Last month, former Besh star chef Alon Shaya was let go as executive chef at Domenica Pizza for not having done enough to stop sexual harassment at the restaurants that he ran. John Besh says he is focusing on, quote, rebuilding my marriage, and said, quote, this is not the way a head of a company like ours should have acted, let alone a husband and father. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Anthony Marie Claret. Love in the person who preaches the word of God is like fire in a musket. If a person were to throw a bullet with his hands, he would hardly make a dent in anything. But if the person takes the same bullet and ignites some gunpowder behind it, it can kill. It is much the same with the word of God. If it is spoken by someone who is filled with the fire of charity, the fire of love of God and neighbor, it will work wonders. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Anthony Marie Claret. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Antoni Maria Claret y Clara was born in Salent, Spain in 1807. At 12, Antoni became a weaver. He went to Barcelona to specialize in his trade between the ages of 18 and 20, but recognizing a call to religious life, left Barcelona and entered the diocesan seminary in 1829. In 1849, Father Antoni, who by then had established the Congregation of the Missionary Sons of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, also known as the Claretians, was appointed Archbishop of Santiago, Cuba. While there, he reorganized the seminary, strengthened clerical discipline, validated over 9,000 marriages, erected a hospital and schools, and founded the first religious institute for women in Cuba. In 1857, Queen Isabella II recalled Archbishop Claret to Spain to be her confessor. He went to Rome in 1869 to prepare for the First Vatican Council, but returned to France due to failing health. He died in 1870 at the age of 62. St. Anthony Marie Claret penned 144 books, contributing significantly to the revival of the Catalan language. St. Anthony Marie Claret, pray for us. José Inés García Zarate was an illegal immigrant in San Francisco in 2015 when he shot American Kate Steinle dead with a stolen gun. The case has fueled the debate over illegal immigration. Yesterday, the trial of Steinle's killer began, and Reuters' Nathan Frandino has the details.
The trial began on Monday for José Inés García Zarate, charged with second-degree murder for fatally shooting Kate Steinle. She was shot on a San Francisco pier in 2015 with what officials said was a stolen gun. Her death has put immigration laws into the national debate long before Monday's opening arguments.
This very well could be an accidental shooting.
Defense attorney Matt Gonzalez says his client found the gun wrapped in a T-shirt and it then went off, denying allegations by prosecutors that Garcia Zarate was recklessly pointing the gun at people on the pier.
If he didn't know that the object he touched had a gun in it, then he does not bear criminal responsibility.
Garcia Zarate reportedly had been deported to Mexico 5 times since first entering the U.S. as a juvenile. Steinle's shooting prompted the U.S. House of Representatives to pass Kate's Law to increase penalties for illegal immigrants who return to the U.S.
Yesterday, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, held a press conference to speak about the United States soldiers who were taken down in the African country of Niger. Courtesy of the Associated Press.
Here's what I'm very clear on. I'm very clear on the framework within which this operation took place. In other words, what did their orders say? I don't have any indication right now to believe or to know that they did anything other than operate within the orders that they were given. That's what the investigation's all about.
In this Celestial Musings, Bare Naked Islam reports that German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière proposed that Germany introduce Muslim public holidays. The reaction was swift and decisively negative. CDU member Wolfgang Bosbach reiterated that while anybody in Germany may celebrate any holiday they wish, legal protection of non-Christian holidays, quote, is a different issue. Bosbach also wondered, quote, when Christians will finally have the same religious freedom in all Muslim countries as Muslims in Germany. Well, slap some butter on me and call me a biscuit. Who knew there were German politicians left who had it in them to stand for their Christian heritage? Way to go. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.